Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
First foray into the Good Day program for a couple of weeks. If you have been off or off the mark, whatever the circumstances, here we are to put things back together again. 7 after the hour. It's Monday morning, January the 5th. Yes, you have. Hey, yay, we're here. All right, so Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen are here. Jen is in Brownsville. No, it's not in Brownsville. Brooksville. No, not in Brooksville. In
San Bernardino.
That's it, Bernardino. As opposed to the Four Tops and Bernadette. So the usual thing over the weekend is to go through the top 10 talk topics on our poll at DougSteffen.com. Instead of doing it for the past week, we did it for the past year because that's the tradition. We start the year, end the year. You know, it's the same old stuff. Pretty much every media outlet or news media outlet or anything connected to the news has to feel like we're reviewing. Got to go back and rehash the old crap over and over again. So just for the heck of it, looking at the results here, because the circumstances are different when we look at, well, the items don't change a whole lot during the year. There's nuance to it, but you know, the usual political stuff. And immigration was the number one item, according to the people who voted at DougSteffen.com. Immigration amnesty, the number one hot button, and not for any positive reason either. So you agree with that? 888-302-3684. We start the new year talking about the old year. I will tell you, I'll reserve my right to avoid as much conversation on this program that regards old stuff as I possibly can. Is that a good promise? I hope I can make good on the promise. Yeah. 18% said Obamacare slash the Affordable Care Act. 16% of you said the battle against ISIS was the most important thing for you for the last year. Politics, 14% of you thought the various political faces and issues were number one. 11% said global warming and the weather. That's interesting in a manner of speaking. 9% said the police protests, the killings of black people by white officers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are, back again with the same thing. The mayor at the second funeral of the second police officer. What I don't understand is why did it take him 2 weeks to bury these guys? They had one funeral last week, the week before last, and then one last weekend. Why did it take so long? Why didn't the guys were killed? Well, that was well over 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Why
probably,
spread it out?
Well, I mean, this is that the same family.
What? Why? Huh? Say that again.
It's probably up to the family, and they probably had family that they wanted to get to New York to be there.
In most circumstances, unless there's some sort of celebrity involved, the funerals for people are held. The tradition in most religions, the Jewish religion is you bury them the next day, before sundown the next day, in the ground or Does the Jewish religion frown on cremation?
I think so.
If I knew it, because I always hear about Jewish people being buried and never hear much about them being cremated. Anybody who's Jewish want to add some light to that? 888-302-3684, or if you run a funeral parlor, even better. You can find us a couple of different ways. How about facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. All right, so anyway, the mayor eulogizes the police officers, and outside the funeral, there are police officers who turn their back. There was another circumstance, I think the wake over the weekend, where the police officers were saluting the mayor because Bill Bratton, who's the commissioner, said, "You boys, tisk, 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 you're being bad boys. Don't do that. It's not polite, not respectful. He's the mayor." So they seem to have had a different attitude on the, well, in the first event, and then the second event they didn't. So under the circumstances, it's this is exasperating, isn't it?
Kara says that the she thought she heard that the officer that was buried this weekend had family in China. Oh. And it took them a while to get here.
Get here. Right. All right. They didn't fly Air Asia. That was a lousy
still
shot.
Still waiting.
Yeah, right. All right, so what else have you guys? Lousier at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. What other things? What I know that we sometimes post the top 10 items there as well as on our poll at the website, DougStephan.com. So what do we have for comments on things like immigration, like politics, like the slayings, like global warming, like Obamacare, where there are reports or some informational items that you want to pass along from those circumstances, at least social media-wise, Kenny?
Really only just one comment from Jay. He took a kind of a shot at a lot of these things. He said there are very few of these events that will have any bearing on everyday life. The presidential election is a long way off. We're not likely to get Ebola here in the U.S. The battle against ISIS is our own fault for funding them to begin with. And he says immigration amnesty will be found unconstitutional by any fair court.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, right, we have to hope that they can fix the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Sure.
Under the circumstances, yeah. That's very fair. I'm with you on that. 888-302-3684. The weather will be something people are talking a lot about this week because I don't see any polar vortex in any of these descriptions. I just see cold, cold, cold. Southern California and the Southeast had their shot at it last week. What was the coldest temperature you had there in San Diego last week, Kenny?
I think we got down into the upper 30s at night.
Upper 30s, which is 10 degrees off what normally it might be at this time of year, right?
Yeah,
upper 40s, low 50s at night there, yeah. All right. So the cold, the snap that kind of curled around and had its way through the Southeast sort of floated back up through the central Midwest and across the now that pretty much the whole area. I think they're leaving. I'm looking around here. Looks like some cold weather is forecast for all of the East Coast for 3 or 4 days this week. We're expected here in Massachusetts to be down in the teens during the day on Thursday, in the 30s today, it was in the 50s yesterday, 30s today, 20s tomorrow, teens the next day because of this. And they call it, what do they just call it? We used to call it the Montreal Express. When there's wind and cold, stay home. If you're not healthy, if you are healthy, you're just another day. California, here I come. California. But as long as it's warming up, Ken, you got to warm it up. Our poll today is representative of the weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because there are a lot of people who have gotten a lot more snow so far in very strange places like Southern California. There was snow. And some of the areas, if you go into the mountain regions, you go across to Nevada and Arizona and the even lower, the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet, we never see any snow. There was a lot of that over the last 3 or 4 days. So the question does apply to most of us this winter. Snow, how much have you gotten so far? A, over a foot. If you're in northern New York State, yep. B, between 6 inches and a foot. Yep, where I am, that's the number. C, less than 6 inches. D, just a dusting. E, none yet. F, it hasn't snowed here in years. Where would that be? Where would it be? Huh? And, well, yeah, well, you are. It hasn't snowed in decades. It's just the weird kind of weather. And that, interesting enough, back to global warming and the weather, 11%. Now, last year at the same time, we wouldn't have had, I don't think we'd have had that kind of result for that poll. There's always the agitation. There's always the political focus. There's always the things that are necessary to kind of keep that industry going, because it is. It's an industry. The global warming groups have created an industry. It's kind of like there's certain things in the politics of healthcare that have become an industry. It isn't. We know that the Affordable Health Care Act was not about health. It was about insurance. Hasn't made healthcare better. In fact, it's made it worse. So, but there's that. There's always an industry in there, or two or three. There's an insurance sub-industry that came about as a result of that bill. There are healthcare sub-industries, that is paperwork, people who are working on records and computer systems, you know what I mean? So there are separate industries that come out of all of these things, and that certainly has been the case with the global warming or weather business, as it were. Thoughts, opinions, as we begin the new, I hope you had a good, if you've been gone for a couple of weeks, I hope you had a good couple of weeks back in the saddle, back to our efforts to bring you conversation that's stimulating and aimed at mostly a different point of view. There are those who want to share points of view that are similar to what the mainstream is. What I'm interested in is more getting you to think about what the mainstream doesn't think. And what perhaps, because that's not really the way I think. It may be the way that Rich McFadden thinks, or Jennifer Horn, or Ken Kessler. I don't know, Kenny, you're not exactly a traditionalist. Would you say that you, most of us have a mind of our own for sure, but there's a lot of similarity in the, and I say this lovingly, a lot of the things that Jennifer will say and Richie will say are somewhat predictable. Would you say that's fair? It's not an accusation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so, and that's certainly not a slam against them.
And because they're not here to protect themselves, hooray! See, that's what you get for not being here to protect yourself. Yeah. All right, it's 18 after. Good day.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
We'll be right back.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Swift in the focus in our video of the day box at DougStephan.com. Another reason to love this lady. She spent a good part of last month checking out her fans on social media. Then she sent them Christmas presents with personal messages. Some were actually delivered by her in person. This is the video is about 6 minutes long. It doesn't make any sense if you don't see it. We have, you can play back the audio, but the song is a better reference. Here's a very interesting lady who so gets all of what goes on today, Kenny. This is what they call getting it in plaid, if you will. It's just someone who really understands what she's doing, writing songs, performing songs, promoting her songs. She's the perfect business model. She is. She's the perfect entrepreneur, yeah.
And unlike so many of the other pop stars that you see getting into trouble or doing ridiculous things, she seems genuinely grateful to her fans for listening to her music.
Yeah. The interesting, she does seem to have an interesting spirit about her with regard to men. That's the only thing that sort of, and it isn't, I don't find it to be dissuading or off-putting at all. She's a healthy young woman who likes men, and she has proven that about, a dozen times in not only the men, and she's, only 24, so she had a lot of experience in the last, 4 or 5 years. She seems to have tied in with some of the bigger names in entertainment and music, has she not?
I don't know that they have been particularly big names. There may have been a couple of them.
Mayer.
Yeah, she has, Yeah, she has dated a bit.
Mm-hmm. And one of the Kennedy kids, she bought a house down on the Cape to be close to him for a while. She has made a lot of money, and she seems to be in charge. Not that that's unusual. Well, I'm not suggesting that's unusual, but in terms of how she, and it's really nobody's business, but yet somehow or other, that story or type of story inculcates its way into our lives, does it not? It just finds its way into the conversation. And so under the circumstances, you wonder, okay, what is there that's new and gossipy? We have become a gossip culture thanks to the TMZs of the world, the People magazines of the world. What are some of the other? In print, it's People magazine, I think, and the Us magazines, that sort of thing. Yeah, are there others that are better than that? Probably don't have as much circulation. What are some of the other? And TMZ, I'm waiting for TMZ to come out with a magazine. They don't have an online magazine that I know of. They certainly have plenty of online presence. The television show they do every day is one of the most popular syndicated shows in the country. And it's all about, it's the gotcha journalism. It isn't really, I guess you call it journalism. It's that gotcha style. The people who are, they have a camera crew that's stationed at LAX. Anytime anybody comes off of a plane, they run around, okay, there's somebody stationed at United, somebody stationed at Delta, somebody stationed at American, somebody stationed at all of the, there's six terminals, somebody's at all of them, and when somebody gets off of a plane that's of note, there's a camera. Hey, Fred, what do you think about today's snowstorm in Southern California? You know, whatever it is, right? But that's the mentality. That's the interest level. And so there's so many people who don't handle it well. Taylor Swift does. She handled it very, very well.
She does.
Good for her. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Korn of Mother Jones and David Frum of The Atlantic. Coming right up, is more telecommuting a smart development for major corporations?
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excited and turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and David Frum. Especially in an era where there are more working men and women at home with children, is telecommuting a good idea or a bad idea?
I write on airplanes. I write in corners of coffee shops. I write on my lap. When I'm snowed in at airports. If I couldn't telecommute, I couldn't function. So anyway, even if it were a bad thing, it's like saying the car is a bad thing. It's a thing. It's not going anywhere.
I am a big believer in meat space, as they used to call it. I have a bureau in Washington, D.C. with about 15 people in it, and I do believe there is something special, call it synergy if you must, and just having people around to brainstorm and interact with one another. I think there is more creativity. Now, I let people work for me, telecommute when they have to, and certainly people are out covering things around the world, and they're doing exactly what David Frum is doing, writing from, while sitting on the stalls, whatever they are. But I think there really still is something special about bringing people together.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and David Korn of Mother Jones.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Stephen, good day program. Kenny and I, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan. Jen Jen has taken a short trip to San Bernardino. And then Richie, for whatever the reason, I don't understand, Kara, why you're there and why Richie's not there. Not that I need to know that. Probably not important. But it seems strange not to have Richie's voice there to annoy us.
I can pretend to have his voice if you want.
Yeah, right. No, that's okay. All right, so here's a story that has to be considered maybe the best news of the day. It certainly is good news. It's one of those head-scratchers. The story of a 7-year-old girl who walked away from a plane crash that killed 4 people, including a couple of children. Southwest Kentucky, the location. State police say that they were called after the girl showed up at the home of Lyon County resident, which is about a 2-hour drive southwest of Louisville, saying she had survived a plane crash. The girl, identified as, did I find her name or did I not? At one point in time, she was not identified, so I'm trying to horse around and find her name, and I didn't find it. She indicated to the police that she believed her family was dead, that she hoped that they were just sleeping, said the state police representative. I was literally just struck by how calm she was. That's what the policeman said.
Her name is Sailor.
Sailor Gutzler. Yes, I just found that, Kara. Thank you. Her name is Sailor Gutzler. So she got a broken bone in her wrist. That was it.
Wow.
She tried lighting a glow torch to help illuminate her way out of the dense woods where the plane crashed, but it didn't work. What a miracle this is. would you say? She was a brave girl?
Yeah.
What an amazing, and I'm looking at pictures now that came in late yesterday of the plane wreck itself, one of those little small planes. But she is the story here, navigating the thick trees, the briars, the bushes. She's 7 years old. Was a Piper PA-34. Nobody knows yet what happened. Doesn't appear anybody knows what happened. But what they know is that she, was not dressed up particularly well, wearing shorts, short-sleeved shirt. Temperature was 38 degrees. Family was headed to their hometown of Nashville, Illinois, from a vacation in Florida. Nashville, Illinois is southern central. Did you see a picture of her? She looks like a little angel.
Yeah.
Look at that. What a beautiful young girl. Well, anyway, the
looks like her parents, her sister, and a cousin were in the plane.
Yeah, yeah. And she just had a broken wrist.
Wow.
There's something about what we cannot understand. Isn't that what happens to people in circumstances like this? Why? What is her life supposed to be about? The fact that she survived and all the rest of them didn't. Family friend described the fellow who was the pilot, Marty Gutzler, as a meticulous, knowledgeable pilot. He was certified flight instructor. He loved to fly. Didn't have a conversation with him without having some reference to flying. Both Marty and Kimberly Gutzler were killed in the plane crash. They'd spent the holidays, imagine spending the holidays that way. How many of those planes do you think there are in this country? Thousands of people own either their own plane or a portion. They have sometimes they share owners. Some people buy half stock or half interest in one of those planes. And those planes cost, a couple hundred thousand bucks? How much can you buy on the used market? One of those little planes for about $100,000 would buy an interest in a significantly not over-the-top used plane, but maybe even less money than that. I don't know. I've loved to fly, and I took a flying lesson last year, and I want to have more. I don't know. I've often thought if I had lots and lots of money, I'd want to own my own plane, but I don't want to fly it. Have somebody else fly it. But I just thought that in its way was a wonderful way for us to give thanks for even if you don't know, there's some reason that she survived. Wouldn't it be interesting to follow her life for the next 20, 30, 40 years to see what it amounts to, what she does with it? 888-302-3684. All right, so that's about life. Many of you may remember a country. This is not a country. Well, no, scratch country. A Western artist. The old country Western world, of which I was a part when I first started my broadcasting career. Can't tell you how many times I've played songs done by Little Jimmy Dickens, who over the weekend passed away at the age of 94. Listen, this is...
You ever sleep at foot of the bed when the weather was a whizzing cold, when the wind was whistling around the house and the moon was yellow as gold, and you keep your good warm mattress up to Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Fred? Too many kin folks on a bad night, so you went to the foot of the bed. The teacher could keep me after school. I still have a smile on my face. I could wear the big boy till I close the lips to have my sled. But I always did get my nanny goat to sleep at the foot of the bed.
That's very typical Little Jimmy Dickens. I don't know whether I feel he's special. I remember playing a lot of his music. But one night, I was invited with a few other talk hosts. We had an old organization called the National Association of Talk Hosts that was around for, about 20 years, I think, in fact. And we had one of our conventions in Nashville. So after we were done, we spent a couple of days. The Grand Ole Opry is live on the stage of the, well, there used to be the, I forget the name of the theater that everybody knows. I can't remember it at the moment. Where the Opry takes place. And so, okay, thanks, Kara. That's good. So Little Jimmy Dickens was performing, and there were a lot of other big names. Every weekend on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, a lot of the real traditional country singers in Nashville would go on the air, and they'd sing. And Ralph Emery, I think, used to be. As a matter of fact, he's the one who brought us over there. So we went to the performance. We were sitting in the front row, and somehow or other, somebody up on stage knew that we were there. So they invited the four of us to come up on stage, and we sang with Little Jimmy Dickens. And if you don't think that was a nightmare and a half, it was very funny. It really was. It was just hilarious. And he was the funniest little guy. I don't think he was 5 feet tall. But he was like a wire, you know, how some people that are small, just all wired. He was all wire. He didn't weigh more than 110 pounds, I'm thinking, as well. And the outfits that he wore were just fabulous. Fabulous outfits. Some of those country stars, and even today they do, but not so much. Some of the older characters like him. his line was, "I'm Little Jimmy Dickens or Willie Nelson after taxes." he was funny little guy, and very warm. Just the kind of person that you like. And I remember Skeeter Davis came out on stage when we were there, and she wanted us to sing The End of the World, which she did sing. We didn't enjoy it. I didn't join in, anyway. And because we were there with Ralph Emery, there was a little distance because she had been married to Ralph Emery for a while, and it wasn't a pleasant divorce.
Ooh.
And it was really horrible. For a while after that, Ralph used to come on this program every once in a while and have chats. He's a very interesting fellow as well. But that is an era. The reason I bring it up is because Little Jimmy Dickens is the end of an era. His demise, his death, I think, signals an end to an era there. Not unlike the passing of Mario Cuomo. There's an end of an era to political... how do I best... He was suave. There was a suavite, if there's a word that sounds like that or comes across like that. Mario Cuomo, even though many of us may not have agreed with him, was brilliant and classy and presented. He did a talk program for quite a while in New York after he finished being the governor. He was three-term New York governor, died over the weekend at the age of 82 of what his family says are natural causes. I don't know what that means. He had heart disease. But anyway, he was on for quite a long time. But he was good. He was just very capable. He was terrific. Always galvanized with his thoughts, ideas, and things. I enjoyed listening to him. I didn't like his politics, but I liked listening to him. See, that's the difference. Excuse me. I seem to have a frog in my throat today. I apologize for that. It was easier for me to cough than hit the cough button. So let's examine this for a minute. My mind is working on the current, current list of people who do talk radio programs, and never mind even talk radio programs, people who are in politics. The way that the political discussions take place today are mostly the reason that I don't do a lot of politics or much. I try to stay away from politics, period, on this program because it's so galvanizing. Even though you may know, maybe I'd be smarter not to tell you even what I think. Although most people who do these sorts of things on the air find that their success comes from expressing an opinion. So I'll tell you that I don't like Obamacare, don't much care for Obama's president. I don't care for him at all. And I wouldn't have voted for Mario Cuomo under any circumstances. But what's the difference between somebody like Mario Cuomo, who came across as measured, intelligent, intellectually stimulating, and Harry Reid, who has none of those qualities? Not a one. And I use that on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side, you can find the same sorts of people. Karl Rove, for example, is a nitwit. He doesn't have any, I don't even know why he is looked upon as someone who's stimulating. He's not. And so, but there are those people on either side that present themselves fully. I shouldn't even have used, maybe I didn't have to use someone like Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, who is Harry Reid's counterpart, is a nitwit. Has nothing stimulating, no intellectual character, none. For my taste, maybe yours thinks he's a swell guy. He's maybe a swell guy. He just doesn't come across as being a swell guy. And neither does Harry Reid. I'll bet there were plenty of you over the weekend when you heard that Harry Reid was hurt while he was exercising. Said, oh, great, that's good. Which is not appropriate either. Why would you wish somebody ill just because you don't agree with them politically? And that's the point I'm trying to make about Mario Cuomo and the from that era. He's from the Ronald Reagan era. You think Ronald Reagan would have had anything to do with discussions in the political landscape as they're carried out today? Or Tip O'Neill. I use Mario Cuomo. Tip O'Neill is another example on that side. Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the father. They don't have anything to do with the kind of political conversations that 20 or 30 years after all these people get out of office seem to be the mainstay. So why can't we go back to that era? Why can't we go back to the time when politics was, yes, a sport and a game, but respectable? I ask you that as we start the new year for you to think about it. It's 12 before the hour. This is a good day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, it's a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC's Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a frown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Godfrey, Ivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Polio, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowens, Kevin Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our favorite story of the year. It involves a high school science teacher who ate nothing but food from McDonald's for 3 months. Guess what happened? Well, he actually lost 37 pounds. John Cisna let his students create a diet for him that consisted of anything on the McDonald's menu. The diet had to stay under 2,000 calories per day and be within recommended levels of carbohydrates, but he was allowed to eat the burgers the restaurant is famous for. During that time, he also walked 45 minutes a day, 4 to 5 times a week. By the end, his cholesterol had dropped 70 points too. Let's be fair, this experience was a lot different than another guy who made a movie about how much weight he gained by eating at McDonald's. After that movie, many restaurants were sued over their menus, but I like Sisna's approach better. He says we all have choices, and it's our choices that make us gain weight, not McDonald's. Now that's a healthy attitude and a great lesson on personal responsibility. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, welcome to
Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Monday the 5th is upon us.
Is it Monday? Yeah, it is Monday. I got to make sure I know where I am.
Oh, yeah.
And what day it is. It is Monday after a couple of weeks of variance for many of you. Tech Talk time. There are a couple of new radio stations carrying the program this morning. Thank you for being around, trying to figure out what's going on here. This is not necessarily an easy program to follow from the beginning. There's a lot of moving parts. However, be patient, and I think you'll find it's entertaining and informative, and that's the important thing. When it comes to information, a lot of technology buffs are interested in Shelley Palmer, who is a well-known reporter on the scene. So he is, in essence, here today to talk with you about how to find information online quicker than ever before by activating the OK Google feature on your Chromebook. That's coming up, plus a report from the Consumer Electronics Show, which starts today in Las Vegas. That's all here on Good Day.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you own a Chromebook, searching for something on Google just got a lot more convenient. Chromebook users have always been able to search by saying, OK Google, as long as they were on a new tab in the Chrome browser. Google recently expanded that feature by bringing OK Google search to the rest of Chrome OS. As long as your Chromebook is powered on and connected to the internet, you'll be able to find that recipe you've been looking for or figure out who our 22nd president was quicker than ever. The feature isn't enabled by default, though, so here's what you'll you'll need to do to activate it. Open your browser and type Chrome:// flags. Then check the Enable Hotword Hardware option box. You'll see a pop-up notification that helps train your Chromebook to recognize your voice. Google will ask you to repeat the words OK Google a few times so it knows what to listen for. Then just say OK Google whenever you want to search. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a frown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Pollyo, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowen, Kevin Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ryan Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.
This week, over 160,000 techies have swarmed into the massive Las Vegas Convention Center for the International Consumer Electronics Show. Among them is my friend Holland Cook.
Look who else is here. Dr. Phil is speaking at the CES Digital Health Summit. Neil Young is speaking out passionately about high-resolution music. He's irked about MP3 files, which he says are not the whole song. With 2 million square feet of stuff to see, attention is currency. So exhibitors here pay big bucks for famous faces. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is signing autographs in the SMS audio booth. Stars from Sci-Fi Channel's Ascension and Battlestar Galactica are here for ElectroBit, a company that makes the innards of new tech dashboards. Someone from The Biggest Loser is introducing Brookstone's body form roller. And, of course, Ryan Seacrest is here. And those are just the names they've announced. Conference super sessions are notorious for one-upping each other with surprise walk-ons. In recent years, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and Morgan Freeman and other stars have ambled on stage to banter with CEOs introducing new products, over 20,000 of which will debut here. And I'll tell you what's cool and hot and newer and smaller and smarter all this week, here and at SurvivalSpeech.com. In Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook. For good day.
Thank you. There's a couple of iPhone users who have initiated a class action lawsuit against Apple, according to a story that we have at DougStefan.com today. They claim the company misrepresented the phone's storage capacity after users upgrade to the new iOS 8 operating system on iPhone 5S's and 6's and 6 Plus devices. Any merit to this? Paul Orshin and Christopher Endara filed a complaint in a California court last week, Kenny.
There could be because Apple is trying to force people to use their cloud. So the new operating system takes up a lot of room and you're not going to have room for your pictures and music and stuff unless you put it on their cloud now.
The complaint alleges that Apple failed to inform its users that installing all this stuff would take up a lot of space, as Kenny suggested. Check out the story at DougStefan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.